God for guidance, after all, and he'd sent her a sign. Unlike her, he never, ever lied. At the base of the stairs, she went left, through the kitchen, trying not to notice the still warm cup of tea and dry toast her ma'am had left. The sight of it made her smile. Dry toast and tea were her ma'am's cure-all for everything that ailed the world. If only life were that simple. "I'm sorry." The words echoed inside her head as she crossed through the mudroom, pushed open the back door, and stepped into the early morning drizzle. She didn't feel the cold or wet as she ran down the stone path to the barn. Shoving open the big sliding door, she walked into the dimly lit interior. The aroma of her dad's pipe tobacco mingled with the earthy smells of horses, alfalfa, and damp earth. The hay wagon was parked against the wall to her right, her dad's pitchfork leaning against the side. Ahead, the old plow horse stuck its head over the stall door and whinnied. If the circumstances had been different, she might have taken a minute to stroke its muzzle. This morning, there was no time to spare. The stairs to the hayloft were to her left,